To the courts next, and the High Court has ruled that a house, a car and a watch belonging to a feuding criminal gang member and his partner worth over €600,000 are the proceeds of crime. Mr. Justice Alexander Owens said James Gately and Charlene Lamb lived an exotic lifestyle of cruises on the high seas and were virtually never seen in the state. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was in court. Paul, what's the background to this case?
Well, the background is based in the lifestyle of James Gately and his partner, Charlene Lamb. Gately is a senior figure in organised crime. The CAB told the High Court that the 37-year-old was part of a gang involved in armed robbery and the importation of drugs. He was a suspect for a so-called tiger kidnapping and a post office robbery. He was also linked to three gangland murders, that of Aidan Byrne in 2010, Eamon Dunn in Finglas in the same year, and the murder of David Byrne at the Regency Hotel in 2016. Now, that murder escalated the ongoing Hutch Kinahan feud, which has so far cost 18 lives. Gately is also affiliated to the Hutch organised crime group. He therefore became a target of the Kinahan organised crime group. There have been at least three attempts on his life, including when the Kinahan gang brought to Ireland the Estonian hitman Imre Arrakas to shoot him. He has been shot and seriously injured twice, but survived both assassination attempts, and he has for several years been a target of the Criminal Assets Bureau.
What happened in court today?
Well, we heard that Gately bought a house in Glyn Drive in Coolock for €125,000 and put on an extension, effectively doubling the size of that house, which cost another €440,000. He also drove a Golf GTI car, and his partner, Charlene Lamb, wore a Rolex watch worth over €4,000. Now, Gately and his partner also went on a number of cruises in the Caribbean and the South Seas. One cruise over 3 weeks took in Singapore, Thailand, Vietnam, Korea and Japan. Thousands of euro was also spent on jewellery and plastic surgery. So today the High Court ruled that the assets identified by CAB were the proceeds of crime. Mr Justice Alex Owen said the house in Coolock, the car and the Rolex watch were, quote, overwhelmingly the proceeds of crime. He said the couple lived an exotic lifestyle and that the proceeds of crime subsidised their lifestyle. He said they were virtually never in the state and it was perfectly obvious they had quite very large sums of disposable income. Now, Mr Justice Owens appointed a receiver to the car and the Rolex, but he said he will hear further submissions from the couple on income between 2019 and 2021 to determine whether any of their mortgage payments on that house were not the proceeds of crime.
What happens next, Paul?
Well, what happens next is we wait for further submissions to see if the couple make further submissions to the court, but the CAB can begin to seize a receiver has to be appointed first to the car and the Rolex. They can be seized, but the process of seizing the house itself will continue.
Paul Reynolds, thanks for that.